"Hey, you see that? What's the deal with those weird hills?" I remember having asked. Friday Night History 74, Season 3, Episode 8. The Nanatsumori Hills. Curious geographic features are common anywhere in the world. Here in Pittsburgh, we have Canton Avenue, the steepest road grade in the Western Hemisphere, and Mount Washington, once a site for coal, now the site of one of the best views of downtown, and the confluence of the Allegheny and Monongahela and the headwaters of the Ohio. And of course, Greater Sendai has its share of such things. When I lived there, they were part of the set of landmarks I used to orient myself wherever I tended to be in town. It was only years later that I began to appreciate their histories and stories. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the biggest of those landmarks made by humans, the Buddhist colossus of the Sendai Daikannon. I wrote about that for Unseen Japan not too long ago, and it remains one of Japan's top three tallest freestanding statues. It was kinda hard to miss on the horizon from most places in town. But a natural landmark, one that was a little more subtle, was the Nanatsumori. This is a series of hills in the Ōu Range, visible even from downtown Sendai and located just north of the city limits in the town of Taiwa. I never managed to get there, although I tried, but I did see them from a distance rather regularly. From Mount Alba, the Nanatsumori are a key point in the wide, sweeping view one gets when standing atop the castle walls in the shadow of Date Masamune's famous equestrian statue. They stand out against the Ōu Range in the middle distance, their seven green peaks seeming to undulate against the range's higher peaks beyond. When I named the digital image in my photo set from that day, I called that photo "The Weird Hills in the Distance." Listeners to the podcast can check out the blog post to see the image in question. Their shape really does make them obvious. But only recently did I learn that they have a fascinating history and local lore, one that ascribes their creation and several other points of local geography to the alleged superhuman strength of early Kamakura-era warrior Asahina Saburo. So today, let's consider the through line from there to the 17th century and Sendai domain. Asahina Saburo, alias Asahina Yoshihide, was a warrior of the early Kamakura era. He's said to be the son of Tomoe Gozen, one of the most famous fighting women of Japanese history, but this version of events is likely apocryphal. The historical Asahina Saburo was the son of Wada Yoshimori, whose claim to fame is having been the first intendant, Beto, of the Board of Retainers, Samurai Dokoro, in the Kamakura Shogunate. What's more important here is that Asahina Saburo is the focus of some larger-than-life stories in a number of places, including in Miyagi. And the story goes a little something like this. Asahina Saburo wanted to build a mountain to practice archery across long distance. He built Mount Funagata, a mountain at the Miyagi-Yamagata border, by digging out the terrain on the coast. The place he excavated became Matsushima Bay, which, as we see on a map today, is itself set in from the larger Sendai Bay and anchored by the Urato Islands in the channel at its mouth. The earth that spilled from Saburo's basket along the way to Mount Funagata became the seven hills of Nanatsumori. The seven peaks, by the way, are named Togakura-yama, Kamakura-yama, Hachikura-yama, Okura-yama, Nadekura-yama, Matsukura-yama, and Sasakura-yama. The kanji kura that most have in common refers, in this local context, to stones, rather than to storehouses. Dangaramori was formerly one of the Nanatsumori, but today Sasakura-yama is counted in its stead. But the mountain that he made to be the target for his archery practice was Yakurai-san, which despite its current spelling was originally written arrow-eating, arrow-receiving mountain. Yakurai-san is today more famous as the home of Yakurai Shrine and the eponymous Yakurai Kagura, a school of ritual dance of the Miwa tradition. This is a Kagura tradition that is near and dear to my heart because my home shrine of Kameoka Hachimangu belonged to this Kagura tradition until the 1940s. At any rate, the consensus about the Nanatsumori tales seems to be that the stories of a hero of superhuman strength have a far older provenance, and that it only later became that the tales were adapted and ascribed to Asahina Saburo. This is a complicated issue, and we can get into it in depth another time. But in short, after the Yamato court conquered the north in the 8th century, some of the stories of local resistance by the Emishi peoples became stories of oni with superhuman strength. That, in turn, connects with the thing I've been arguing ever since my PhD thesis about the deep roots of the Tohoku tradition of semi-autonomy. It's these stories about superhuman oni that merged with the story of Asahina Saburo and became the story of the Nanatsumori Hills. This is also something near and dear to my heart as an Armenian in diaspora. As a child, I remember being taught by my elders that the earth will remember, even if the powerful nations of the world forget, that we ever lived in the land that was stolen from us. The history of a defeated people turning into the province of legend is, to me, one form that that can take. Centuries after Asahina Saburo, the Nanatsumori became one of the Date family's many hunting grounds for falconry, as well as a site of pilgrimage. Indeed, one of the Nanatsumori's traditions is the Nanayakushigake, which began in Horiki 12, 1762. Yamaki Kageto and his son Kagenaga, retainers of the Date family of Miyatoko, one of the Sendai Daimyo's cousins, made the first pilgrimage, visiting all seven peaks in one day. The medicine Buddha, Yakushi Nyorai in Japanese, is enshrined on these peaks, and pilgrimage there was a part of the broader set of popular mountain faiths in the Edo period, even though it grew out of much older Heian-era origins. The faith and ascetic traditions of the three mountains of neighboring Dewa province, modern-day Yamagata Prefecture, is a more famous example of the same phenomenon. The Miyatoko Date family's landholding included this part of what today is the town of Taiwa. So pilgrimages like this were very much in their purview. Today, the Taiwa municipality has a hiking course that runs through the Nanatsumori, a 6-kilometer course advertised as offering spectacular 360-degree views along the way, before winding up at the Okura Dam. The dam is a tourist attraction all its own, though it's a relatively new addition to the area, having been completed in 1961. I'm looking forward to enjoying that view when I'm back, having seen the view to those mountains before. So when you see some weird hills in the distance, ask yourself, what's the deal? The story might surprise you. And with that, I will see you next week. I'm Nairi, and this has been Friday Night History. Now, questions? Friday Night History is a historical romp with me, your favorite history dyke, Dr. Nairi A. Bakalian. Our theme is O Hayashi from Paratune, licensed under CC 4.0. This podcast is brought to you by my Patreon patrons, so thank you to Sorcha, Catherine, Emily, Eric, Jan, Bob, Ryan, Sean, Ennis, Faith, JD, Kaz, Rita, Dinsdale, ALC, AO65, Amy, Daphne, Dr. Yakumo, Lemur, Gnarl, Irene, Jesse, Catherine, Katie, Laura, Maeve, Mark, Nora, Sinan, Aura, Bewick, Charlene, Charles, Danny, Deborah, Emily D, Emily R, Julie, Gabe, Jacob, Jax, Jocelyn, Kathy, Kim, Mary, Phoebe, Phoebe Z, Relia, Rueri, Lisa, Susan, Tora, Zandra, Allison, Amy, Andrick, Bruce, Charlotte, Colin, Flitterkit, Jack, Kelly, Lane, Natalie, Fuong, Planes, Sam, Samantha, Vera, Ines, and Zoe. I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you so much, and remember, who you are and what lights your fire is worth fighting for. North Star forever. I'll see you around.